This week, the Cultural Agency of the United Nations, UNESCO, added reggae music to its list of international cultural treasures. The purpose of the list is to teach about and protect many international cultural traditions. Reggae music began in Jamaica and spread across the world with its calls for social justice, peace, and love. Born in the neighborhoods of Kingston in the 1960s, reggae songs were an expression of hard times and struggle. But its rhythmic sound and hopeful lyrics also made it an enjoyable music. Its most famous songwriter and performer, the late Bob Marley, became an international star with songs like No Woman, No Cry and Get Up, Stand Up.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Other well-loved reggae artists include Jimmy Cliff and Toots and the Maytals. Over time, the music traveled everywhere, from Britain and the United States to Latin America and Africa. In the 1960s, reggae gained popularity in Britain and parts of the U.S. where Jamaicans began moving after World War II. Many of the world's most famous reggae musicians began their careers in Britain. Reggae also influenced other styles of music there. In the 1970s and 1980s, the British punk rock music world welcomed reggae. Soon, punk musicians would be making reggae-influenced songs. British artists such as The Clash and The Police mixed reggae's rhythms and sounds, as well as its political messages, into their music.
Police and thieves in the street.
Oh, yeah.
Scaring the nation with their guns.
This helped bring reggae to a wider audience. Today, musicians from a wide field of styles, such as pop, R&B, and even jazz, continue to borrow from reggae. UNESCO said in a statement that reggae remains unchanged as a vehicle of social commentary, as a cathartic experience and means of praising God, and the music continues to provide a voice for all. There are now more than 300 cultural treasures on UNESCO's list. Along with reggae, the Paris-based agency added 5 other cultural traditions to its list this week. They include Asamer, a traditional style of dancing and singing performed at weddings in many parts of Jordan. I'm Alice Bryant.